It's the Rosie on the House Show.
What do you sing to your plants when you're in the garden? What do they like?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't?
And it ain't that, Mike. Believe me. If it would be anything, it would be, you know, Garth Brooks or something, I guess.
Now, we're right in the middle of just about the everything season for gardening. I mean, aside from your summer vegetables, there's not anything that can't be done. This is the ideal time, especially when you see the headlines and Rosie's sitting here during the break talking about his friends in D.C.
People going out sweeping the snow off of their plants so they won't break.
A lifetime report from friends in Washington, D.C. Getting great workout every few hours, knocking the snow off my laurels and boxwoods to keep the snow from breaking off their branches.
And we worry about having to cover for frost, you know, a few days out of the year with some frost cloth.
We have it pretty good.
We do. We just need to, I think sometimes we just need to be a little more realistic with what we're trying to do and when we're trying to do it. You know, people trying to grow tomatoes when it's too cold or too hot, people trying to stretch things and create seasons that don't exist. I think they could make life a lot easier on themselves. Even quite frankly, some of the stuff that we spend a lot of time covering and uncovering, like lantana, you know, I don't know that I've seen a mature lantana yet die, and it does it a world of good to cut it back anyway. So I think we sweat the small stuff sometimes in our gardens just a little too much when you compare it to other parts of the country that only have about a 90-day growing season anyway. So they're out there trying to keep those plants from breaking off, because if they do, it could take them years to recuperate instead of a few months. But you're right. Other than, you know, our late spring summer crops, and you know, it's still too early. I wouldn't get out there and be planting a bunch of those, you know, hibiscus and bougainvilleas, the real subtropical type things. But gosh, if people would just plant their hardy trees and shrubs this time of year and get them in way ahead of the warm weather, you know, you don't have to water as much to get it watered in, to keep it hydrated and watered for the next few weeks when it's critical. You know, that's usually what happens, why people lose plants. We plant when it's warm and they just don't get watered early enough, quick enough, thoroughly enough. This time of year, you don't have to worry a whole lot about that. So, plus, it's easier on you. It's the sun isn't killing you. It's, you know, you can actually work with a sweatshirt on and still not sweat very much or at all. Just a wonderful time to work out in the garden.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We talked in the last segment just about the 1,000-year-old footprints from the early farmers of the desert Southwest. And there's a group called the Valley Permaculture Alliance, whose kind of mission is to bring back a lot of that old world technique. And we've got one of the founding volunteers, Erica Wood, on the line, who's going to share with us a little bit about the Valley Permaculture Alliance and events coming up and their three-season vegetable gardening. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Well, go ahead and lead in with us.
All right. Well, a little bit about permaculture, in case people are not familiar, is basically working with nature and looking at nature as a guide. So one of the things I like to think about when I garden is stacking functions, like how can this plant work not just to feed me, but maybe feed other animals or insects, and maybe provide shade for certain plants when it's sunnier and hotter here in the valley. And another thing is to look at waste as a resource. A lot of people like to clear their gardens and till things up and do that sort of technique, where permaculture looks at it more about maybe letting the plants go through its full cycle of growing, blooming, and dying, using the you know, the dead plants as composting material, or using the plants as maybe food for your chicken.
And you practice these not only on your personal home garden, but you and your husband manage 1,800 square feet of the community garden at Scottsdale Community College.
Yes, it's really allowed us to branch out a little bit and see a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of talk about growing your own vegetables, and we started growing at the Scottsdale Community College just as almost like a test of sorts. We have three separate plots there, and we treated each differently with amendments and fencing in and things like that, because there's a lot more animal activity out there right on the edge of the reservation. And in the end, it all depends on a lot of factors, what the season is, what the crops are, things like that.
And real quick, your three season for planting?
Well, you mentioned earlier that we're right in the middle of the best growing season here in the valley, and that's very true. So all your cool crops, a few that I like to grow is cilantro, mainly because, you know, we're here in the Southwest. That
we'll be right back. It's Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.